Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
My point, well, is this Matt Hamilton?
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
You have a question for Jason, or how is he supposed to respond to this?
No, he asked the questions to me. No bats.
By hanging up. And
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap. What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that?
We are delighted to be joined by Jason Wilde from Wilde and Tausch. You can hear him weekdays from 9 until noon across ESPN Wisconsin. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Jason, how is it going?
Going great for me. How's it going for you?
Not great, actually. I don't know. We're getting close to an hour and 40 minutes ago. I think I lost my ring around 3 o'clock, or that's at least when I noticed that I lost my ring. So my anxiety is pretty high right now. Have you ever lost your wedding ring?
Yeah. So I got a couple of wedding ring stories. We've got great jewelry partners at ESPN Madison. I got Paula's ring at Goodman's. I know we've got other great partners in that space as well. But for us, you know, first of all, with her ring, after she had breast cancer, she's on this drug now that's great. I mean, it's proven to lower the risk of recurrence to below 1%. So she was diagnosed pretty young. They caught it early. So we're very thankful for all that. But one of the drawbacks of the drug that she takes is that it inflames your joints, and so we need to have her ring resized. And I gotta be honest, you know, those aren't inexpensive, as you well know and as you're thinking about right now. And so she can't wear her, so it's in like a box right now, and she's wearing this like ring from like Walmart or Meijer or somewhere that looks like a real ring, but it isn't. So I suggested more people should do this to keep the valuable ring in a safe place. So once you find your ring, and I know you will, I think you should consider a stunt double ring like she has.
I appreciate the positive vibes. Yes.
Positive person. I'm like the Ted Lasso of this show. but I also, you know, when Paula and I met, I was a reasonably handsome guy. I was in good shape. That's not true anymore. She was a victim of bait and switch. And so I have a great ring, but it's not the ring from my wedding. Now, the guy's ring, generally, not everyone, but generally, nobody really cares, right? Like, I think mine was like $300. I still have it. It's still valuable from the sentimental value, but I've got this titanium one that I picked up at like Goodwill that I wear because it fits better. It looks the same. So I want you to find it. Obviously, I know you will, but I do think that we need to make sure that we remember what the ring signifies, but not necessarily worry so much about the ring itself. Is that a fair position for me to take for anyone other than someone who is currently looking for their wedding?
See, no, it's a good fair point, and I will agree with you. It's just I'm nervous about telling my husband. So I guess that brings us to our actual poll question, Jason. How long would you wait to tell your wife if you lost your wedding ring?
I wouldn't wait at all. I'd have him on as a guest right now if I were you.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, like, and this is how my mind works. If I tell Paula on the air, far less likely
she can't get mad at you
to chew my ass out publicly. So I save myself. You know, she would never do that, you know, in front of all of our listeners and YouTube viewers. So I think your husband should join the program. I'm happy to cede my time. It's not like anything's going on with the Packers right now anyway. So hey, if you want to call him up, go ahead.
I love that you suggested the replacement ring or like placeholder ring, because Molly was mentioning to me that she had already purchased her husband placeholder rings.
Yep.
But didn't get one for herself.
Nope. But here's the funny thing, too, though, is I, like, prior to us getting engaged, when we had kind of, like, you know, thought about it and spoke about it, whatever, like, I had always been like, I don't want a ring because I don't wear fancy jewelry. I would probably lose it, as we see. Like, I'm just... It's not really my thing. So... I kind of like joked with him. I was like, you can literally get it from like a mall kiosk, whatever. Like, go spend like, I don't know, like nothing. Go spend nothing on a ring and I'm good. Like you said, it's what the ring actually signifies. So now I'm just coming back to, it's his fault that I lost it.
Here's one other pro tip for the folks out there. So I had suggested, well, if the ring doesn't fit anymore, why don't we just sell it, and then we'd have like a huge chunk of money in the bank. That I don't recommend that approach. I believe that did not go over well, and then it was followed up with, how about we just get mine resized so I can wear it again?
You actually said that?
Yeah, we have a very open and honest relationship, Matt, much like you and I have.
Well, now, props to you. I would never suggest something like that.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, was it a mistake? Sure, but nevertheless, I did say it. Yes, I'm out. Yes, I
love it. And I appreciate the honesty that you have with me, especially on this show, because a story like that is gold. Sorry.
All good.
I'm just trying to make Molly feel better any way I can, but none of these stories are concocted. They are all 100% true.
Love it. Well, let's get my mind off of this ring. And let's go talk about TJ Watt. Like you said, there's not very much going on with the Packers, but that's a big story in the NFL. I mean, I personally don't think he's coming to the Green Bay Packers. I just don't see how the Steelers would ever even let somebody like him go. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the Steelers are not. They'll pay him. It'll be a day or two into training camp, and there'll be a little bit of hard feelings, but You can't be trading for Jonnu Smith and for Jalen Ramsey. I still don't understand why they traded Minka Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. I assume he's got another contract coming and they don't want to pay that. But you don't do those things and then trade away TJ Watt. I mean, you don't sign Aaron Rodgers to play quarterback at a discounted rate and then trade TJ Watt. So. And by the way, kudos to you for the pivot conversationally, because I got to be honest, if this was me, I would not be on the show. I'd be scouring the earth looking for my ring. And I'd say, Matt, good luck. I'm sure you'll do a great job. You and Wooly hold it down. I'm finding this ring. Well, do you know, I don't understand how you lost it, though.
I took it off and I put it into like my crossbody belt bag thingy, fanny pack, if you will.
There you go.
And that was earlier this morning. And then when I got to the office, I like put it on my desk. I didn't even open it. The only time I ever opened it was when I took out my badge to get into our building. And then I took out one of the keys from our station vehicle that I drove and I put that in a different part of my desk. And then like an hour ago at 3 o'clock, or 2 hours ago almost, I went in to my bag and I was like, oh, I should put my ring on, because I saw that I had like an indent on my finger from where my ring typically sits. And then all of a sudden I'm like,
sure.
Oh my God, my ring is not in here. It is literally gone. And I was not expecting that. But it's funny though, Jason, because when I put my ring into the belt bag, I even looked at it. I stared at my ring for a half second and I said, that looks a little sketchy. I might lose that.
This might not be a good idea.
Yep. And then I was like, no, what's going to happen? I was like, I'm not going to lose my ring. And then what happens? I lose it. So now
you're kicking yourself because you knew that this was a possibility. You paused to think about that possibility, and then you still made the mistake.
I literally predicted the future. That's what ticks me off about this. It's just that I could be so stupid.
And again, I don't want you guys to recap your entire show for me, but I'm going to ask you to anyway. So you have scoured the areas in which you took the ring off. I have to admit, I also had a situation at the draft where I had put my taken my credential off and put it in my bag, and then I forgot I'd put it in my bag. And so the next day when it was time to go in, I didn't have it, or I thought I had lost it. And then I ended up taking, like, I looked everywhere for it, called Packers PR and said, hey, what am I supposed to do? I don't have my pass. And then I decided to do one last ditch, go through the entirety of my 540 ESPN Nike backpack. That's how old school it is. And I found it. I don't even know why I would have put it in this one little pocket of the bag. So are you 100% sure you have turned out the entirety of your Lululemon crossbody fanny pack and it's not hiding in any nook or cranny of the bag?
I am 100% positive. Matt double checked my work. Yeah.
Because I walked with Molly out to the parking garage and we were looking for it around the car. We looked in between the seats. I showed up in this instance, Molly had just realized it.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately went into best friend mode.
He did great. I even told him, I was like, Matt, I was literally just about to text you to say, look at the ground as you walk up to the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
what a friend.
He's a great friend, great co-host.
Fine co-host, great friend.
Yes, I mean, whatever. I had the entire...
not that good at finding rings, though.
No, not great. He did say that he almost lost his gold medal, though, so, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know how much he can be trusted. But
I had a bet with my wife after we got married. She's like, I know you're gonna lose your wedding band in the next year, so if you do, you have to get a tattoo. And not that I'm opposed to tattoos, like I thought about it.
Obviously.
And but what she did is she kind of ruined the idea of getting a tattoo, because I wanted just to prove her wrong. Like I was so, oh yeah? Oh, you think I'm going to lose it?
Yeah.
Well, watch this. I'm just never, ever going to take it off for any reason at all. How do you lose it then? I'll have to lose the finger.
Got it off.
So, yeah.
I respect that. I respect that. And I do have a friend who did the tattoo thing and then cheated on his wife and she dumped him, as well she should have.
Yeah.
And I thought, That the tattoo, given your behavior, probably not the right way to go if that's how you were going to behave.
Yeah, that's wild.
That is
crazy.
Wild.
Jason, have you ever lost a kid? Like have you ever like been in a store and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, where did they go? Where are they?
So I am like the champion helicopter parent. it's terrible. I know it's terrible. I'm not proud of it. I will say though, that there, we were in a store once and the girls were hiding in, like, you know, those round racks of clothes.
Yeah.
They went inside of them and thank God. So I did have that like 2 second, holy blank, where are they? And then luckily they were giggling so loud that I never really lost them. It was about a 2 second loss. And then I said, if you guys are going to do that, you need to tell me, Dad, this is the outfit. These are the outfits we're going to be in, the long wedding dresses. Okay. As long as I know which one you're in, I'm good.
Yeah. We're saying that one player hide and seek game is not fun for parents, I imagine.
No.
Someday, Matt, you'll experience this and we'll all think.
I mean, I play it. I don't tell my wife and I'll like start dodging her in the aisles of the grocery store.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Go to the front.
The
have you seen
that.
My husband? He's lost.
Lock the doors.
Here's the problem with that. She doesn't look for you.
I know. She went home.
For her.
Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate you.
All right. Good luck, Molly.
Thank you.
I know you'll find it. Keep the faith. Bye-bye.
Bye. I appreciate the positive vibes.
Take care. Be good.
Thank you.
He said keep the faith.
And then he said bye-bye. But I just
that was interesting.
I felt like I needed to really close his segment with take care, be good.
That's kind of funny. I feel like that's such a mom thing to say. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do your guys' parents say that?
Not bye-bye.
I'll say bye-bye.
Ew.
It's like bubbler, pop. It's all like Wisconsin words. I love them.
My mom says bye-bye, and it's cute. But like, I don't know. I guess I never say it. But
You betcha.
I'm going to do it at the end of the show. When we... Let the
bye-bye.
Brewers pregame take over. I'm going to say bye-bye to our fans.